Holder Tonight continues with more interviews and great conversation to get you through the night on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal. Here's Peter Anthony Holder.
And still to come on the program, a double-heaping helping of stuff from the CJAD and CFRB stuff file. But right now, let's talk about your back. You know, I wasn't really planning a theme show when we booked this program tonight, but, you know, talking about fitness earlier and now talking about your backs, it seems to have turned out that way. Joining us on the line right now is Esther Gokhale, who is a pain specialist and the author of 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back. Hi, Esther. How are you?
Hi there.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
Oh, it's terrific being here.
One of the things that is unfortunate, and I'm lucky, but I seem to be in the minority, one of the things that people go through a lot, generally speaking, is back pain, correct?
Correct. It's about 85 to 90% of people can expect to have significant back pain at some point in their lives.
And are there always, shall we say, common causes for this, with the number being so high?
Well, there are a lot of things that people blame that they think are common causes, like they think it's because we're sedentary and because we're a little heavy, or that we are getting older, or, you know, there are a lot of things that people blame. But I actually claim that these reasons aren't the true reasons.
So what are the true reasons? When I was a kid, the thing they always taught us in school was proper posture. I don't see them talking about that anymore.
No, they don't talk about it very much, and it's because people don't really understand what good posture is anyway. So it's just as well that they don't think of posture being it. I think it's that people have forgotten how to use their bodies, and that's the real reason.
Is improper posture part of the problem?
I think it's the main problem. I think people don't know. They've forgotten how to bend and stand and sit and lie down, and I think that's the bulk of the problem.
So having improper posture for a period of time, is that something that can be corrected, or is the damage accumulative, and the length of time your posture is bad is the length of time it's going to take to correct it?
No, the good news is that it's very correctable, and that it isn't rocket science, but it does take training and it does take the right guidelines to get you there. And, you know, the body is amazingly resilient. So if you stop abusing it and you actually put some length into your spine and move it the way it was designed to move, your body can heal itself. And from there on out, you can enjoy really good health.
There is the other point that a lot of people tend to take it for granted that as they age, they're going to have certain aches and pains. That's not always necessarily a guarantee, is there?
You don't have to be
so accepting, I'm assuming.
I think people set the bar way too low. We sort of expect to fall apart. And what's unfortunate is our experts, including our medical professionals, sort of buy into or lead us that way. You know, if you're 50 years old and you have a bunch of worn and torn discs and degenerative disc disease and arthritic bone spurs in your back, you're going to be told that that's pretty much par for the course, that that's a natural part of aging. And I think we are much better designed than we think we are.
So let's talk about the book, and right in the title, 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back. What are some of the steps?
8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back is about taking you step by step from having poor posture to having excellent posture, and with it, getting rid of your aches and pains and various musculoskeletal problems. So I teach people how to first elongate their back by stretch sitting and stretch lying, and then shaping their back in stack sitting and tall standing, and then bracing themselves with techniques like the inner corset, which is very crucial if you want to have an active life, and then bending and glide walking. And so those are all techniques for restoring normal, healthy, natural posture.
Besides some of the things we do as far as bad posture is concerned, what things are we naturally falling into? And by that I mean, we can all remember, well, at least a lot of some of us can remember when we were told in school about proper posture and the way we're supposed to sit in a chair. But other things, for instance, no one really talks about the position you should, for instance, sleep in.
True.
Does that play a role in your posture? And
very much so. I mean, think about the amount of time you spend sleeping. It's significant, and it's a third of your day, and you can either spend that in an awkward position that echoes the compression and the awkward use of your body that you've, you know, had during the day, or you can actually elongate your spine. So I teach stretch lying on the back and stretch lying on the side.
And what exactly is stretch lying?
So it's a technique where you elongate your spine as you lay it down for the night. So I ask people to think tractor tread. And so they're sort of digging their elbows in and lowering themselves one vertebra at a time, each vertebra positioned as far as possible from the previous vertebra. So the net result of that is that you're much taller as you lie down to sleep. And then you just stay elongated for the whole night because the bed sort of holds you in that position.
Well, I was about to ask, can you really control the position you're in when you're asleep? For instance, I have a nephew. I love watching him sleep because he's like a sundial.
Uh-huh.
I mean, once you're asleep, you could be in all different kinds of positions.
Good question. You think, you know, many of us are used to tossing and turning through the night or at least changing positions several times at night. But what I find with my students is that once they give themselves a truly comfortable position, they tend to stay there, often for the whole night. I mean, I have many students who are very surprised to find themselves in the same position that they went to sleep in. And the way I explain it to them is that, you know, their body is looking for a really comfortable position. If it finds it, it doesn't send messages to the brain to sort of toss and turn and look around for something better. So I think it's actually the body really appreciates being given a good position, and once you do that, it stays there.
We are talking with Esther Gokhale, who is the author of a book entitled 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back. By the way, you can go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com, click on the What's On page for tonight's program. You'll find links to Esther's website. You'll also find links directly to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book directly. The website for Esther is wellstackedback.com. That's www.wellstackedback.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue talking with Esther here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto.
Canada's favorite overnight talk show continues with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 in Montreal and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
And we are talking with Esther Gokhale, who is the author of 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back. You can check out her website, www.wellstackedback.com. That's www.wellstackedback.com. And Esther, you've mentioned a couple of things. You've partially explained, I believe it was stretch sitting.
Yes.
But you also mentioned hip hinging and glide walking. What exactly are those?
Hip hinging is a technique of bending. It's the way people in village societies and traditional societies bend. They don't bend with their knees. They certainly don't round their back, which everyone, all of us know, is not a good thing to do. What they do is they hinge at the hip joint. And so they have a really well-stacked back to begin with, and then they hinge at the hip, and their back stays exactly the same shape as they bend. So there's no damage to the discs. There's no hyperextension of the ligaments, just the back muscles getting a bit of a workout and the hamstrings getting a stretch. And this is a really healthy, traditional way of bending. And glide walking is a way of walking that, again, is a natural, healthy way that your ancestors used to walk and that your counterparts in certain parts of the world where they don't have much back problem, the way they walk. And it involves using the gluteus muscles to propel yourself forward and to soften your landing so that you're not getting all kinds of arthritic events happening in your joints, and so that you can build your muscles and spare your joints.
Walk. less back, more butt when you're walking is what you're saying.
Pardon me?
Less back, more butt.
There you go. More butt, less back. Okay. Yeah, less joints, less less earthquakes happening every time you land.
Gotcha. Now, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. I understand that you came to this because you yourself had some serious back problems.
Isn't that the way we develop our passions? I came at this the hard way. I was in extremely bad trouble in my 20s. I was 9 months pregnant with my first child, and I had very bad sciatic pain down my left leg. I was walking around the block every 2 hours at night trying to get out of miserable back spasm, and didn't want to take medications because I was still nursing my baby, and this was just no way to live. I ended up having back surgery when I was, my baby was a year old. And then 2 years later, I had the same problem all over again. And they were ready to do another back surgery. And, you know, when you're in your 20s and you're looking at your second back surgery and you're told not to have any more children and so on, this is not very encouraging.
I can imagine. Now, bringing up that point, a period of time when a woman is pregnant, carrying a child for delivery, and then also the immediate time period after for about a year or so when they're physically carrying the child around from place to place, adds a particular amount of stress on a person's back. Any tips that you would say are specific to the expectant or new mom?
Yes. There is a technique called your inner corset, and I actually offer a free digital download on how to do this. It's lesson 5 in From 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back, and if anybody goes to my website, wellstackedback.com, it's actually a free offering. And this is exactly what pregnant women and mothers with young children who have to carry their babies around need to know. You need to know how to use your abdominal muscles in a way that supports your back, but it can't be the usual kind of abdominal exercise because, as all pregnant women know, you can't be doing crunches and so on when you're, in high pregnancy. It doesn't work, and you're told not to do that. But the inner corset is something you can always do. It's a way of using your internal obliques and your external obliques and your transversus muscles and strengthening all of those so that they form a kind of brace that supports your spine. You can your spine remains nice and elongated. You're not damaging your discs and not wearing your spinal elements out.
By the way, is there a difference between the backs of males versus females? Just
Yes, but I don't think the differences are significant vis-a-vis back problems. We have different hip structure and so on, so there are some differences, but nothing significant, you know, when it comes to disc disease and arthritic changes in the back and so on.
Looking at your website, which again is wellstackedback.com, you have a Test Your Posture IQ.
I do.
Tell us about that.
It's a few sort of surprising little tidbits of information. So You know, it starts out with a picture of my husband, actually, the before and after picture right there on the front page. Well, maybe I shouldn't be giving away the answer. The question is this the same person or a different person? And most people find it shocking that this is the same person, you know, 20 years later, who's all straightened out and so on. So there, but other questions are, so for example, we have a mannequin, you know, and we ask which country that comes from. But mannequins from places like Brazil and pre-industrial cultures tend to be differently shaped than mannequins in our own culture. We've sort of become used to a very different shape in our spines and in people. And so it's interesting to cross to other cultures and see that, you know, our ideas on what we consider to be a normal shape for the spine isn't really universal. That, you know, there are cultures that have a different idea of what's normal for the shape of the spine. And that if you go back in time, and some of the questions in that test your posture IQ have to do with, you know, going back in time and finding that what we consider to be a normal shape in the spine was totally different from what we think is normal today. You know, today we think we're supposed to have an S-shaped curve in the spine. But if you go back about 100 years and go to look at anatomy books from a long time ago, the spine looks much more J-shaped. You know, and that's shocking to people.
Hmm. We're talking, by the way, with Esther Goclay, who is the author of a book entitled 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back. And again, you can go to the website, which is wellstackedback.com, here on CJAD and CFRB. For people who have had back pain for a long period of time, how quickly do you estimate that they can have relief by using the tips that you espouse on your website and in your book?
No, it sounds too good to be true, but it really is true that even people who've had 20 years of back problems, when they learn stretch sitting or stretch lying, which is the first thing I teach them in the book or in person when I see people, they will often have relief immediately. They are sitting, you know, elongated against their backrest, and they're lying elongated against the back of the bed, and, you know, the spine really appreciates having that decompression. You know, the discs for a change are not being squeezed, and so the nerves alongside are not being impinged. And so the relief can be immediate.
Again, the book is 8 Steps to a Pain-Free Back. It's written by Esther Goclay, and you can go to her website, which is wellstackedback.com. You could also go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com. Click on the What's On page for tonight's date. You'll find links to Esther's website and links to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book directly. I thank you very much, Esther, for taking the time to be on the program with us this morning.
Such a pleasure.
We'll take a break here on CJAD and CFRB on the other side. A double heaping helping of stuff. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800 and News Talk 1010 CFRB Toronto.